first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Ed Weinkel says Santa Cruz is under siege.
I was accosted by a so-called Santa Cruz United citizen gathering recall signatures against two left-leaning city council members the other day. My Danger Will Robinson alarm went off. Chris Krohn and Drew Glover have been smeared and then virtually exonerated by an $18,000 inquiry into why they raised voices in support of measures to help homeless people and affordable housing. Santa Cruz United smells a whole lot like Citizens United, the big money scheme to buy our elections. To rob Krohn and Glover of their duly elected positions is a ploy of the rich and powerful in our community. Our town is in danger of losing its identity as a community which tries to deal with issues like homelessness with compassion and common sense. Realtors and developers are upset at grassroots voices that try to make city policy a community event and not a rubber stamp for massive hotel construction. To see what a behemoth blight in process looks like, check out the west end of town where a block-wide multi-story motel has ruined the view for anyone looking toward the ocean from King Street, Escalona, and all streets nearby. Chris Krohn was a voice in the wilderness as this travesty was okayed by the city council. Something in our town smells a lot like national politics when elected council members are targeted for removal by rich folks in boutique wineries and realty offices. If they reach their goals, let's crush this power grab at the polls. I'm Ed Weingold.
Ed Weingold is the author of the new novel called Map of the World with All Faults. If you have something to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.